What just happened? My poor laptop. Did you see that?
It looked like a little bubble to me. Was
Yeah, it
it
covered like the whole right side of my keyboard. I just took a drink of
like
water and
about
it
tipped over?
like shot up like a
Like this.
bullet. It just went
I know.
boop.
I was more your face. Like watching it.
Don't know
Oh.
how it happened. I wasn't even drinking it anymore. Okay, you smelt the smell,
Yeah,
and it was
but.
throwing you off.
Okay, so I'm just gonna tell you about
Okay.
I'm just gonna tell you about this day really quick.
Like zoinks.
So we were smelling that smell, and it honestly was smelling more by their other door to
And
go
then,
out here, right here. I'm like, what the fuck? So the next day I'm like trying to find this mouse. Grandma and grandpa come over in the morning. And so it's already like stressful. And then when they leave, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have Audrey eat. I put her up in the high chair and gave her some snacks. And I completely
Snack.
moved all of the couches and everything so I could see underneath. And I'm like, man, there's nothing here. And I'm like, what is that smell? I'm like, oh, Audrey pooped. So I go to pick her up. I go to pick her up and put her down on the carpet, right? Back first, and realize there's shit all over me. And it's all over the carpet. So I pick her back up and I take her over to the floor
Yeah, or the
and
hardwood.
yeah, the hardwood, and I pull off her. It was a freaking onesie and you had to pull it off anyway and go down this way to take it off. I threw that right away. Threw it
Threw
right
it
away in the trash
right away.
because there is no coming back from all that shit.
No, that's room.
And
Was it white?
no, it was her Daisy.
Oh,
It was
that's
the
a cute
cutest thing.
one.
Yeah. And yeah, and then so I get her, I'm like immediately diaper off into the shower, and I just spray her off with a shower
That's
head,
the way you do it.
and then got her back ready or whatever, and then I go look.
If I would have done it, I would have took her around back with the hose.
Stays straight right there, and then so I come back, get her all done and ready, and then I go over back to the high chair, and there's like this much shit in the corner of the high chair.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so that's like
She
the
really
beginning
blew
of,
out the
yeah, and that's
honest,
the
yeah.
beginning of all of our issues right there, I swear. But I was like, holy crap. So I had to
Literally.
clean, yeah, holy, a lot of crap. That was really hard to clean too, because it was like in the seam. So I'm like scrubbing and
Oh,
everything
it
else.
was like the material, the
Yeah, it was a
fabric
material that
part.
does not come off of the high chair.
Oh,
Yeah, everything else would come off, not that. And it's
gosh,
like
got you.
in the clip thing. So I'm like,
Oh, and the buckle.
yep, in the buckle, I had to get it all out, and then I'm like, oh, like still trying to figure out where this other smell is coming from. And then I realized, okay, I think it was just a bottle that had leaked.
Milk. Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but it leaked because there was a little spot, but the little spot didn't smell, but it smelled all underneath there. So I like washed it and haven't smelled it since. But I also had to move my lamp, and I went to go move it back, and the whole bottom fell out of it.
What
Concrete. I have no idea. I didn't know there was concrete at the bottom of the lamps.
lamp?
The lamp that's in the corner between the two couches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it still works. I mean, it's still.
Set it right back in
I
there.
set it right back in there. I'm like, I'm done with today.
So did Frank tell you what happened to me the other day?
No, he said that he walked right out in front of you in the parking
Yeah.
lot.
He was looking down at his phone, but I'm assuming getting ready to call you.
Yeah.
And he instead of walking down like one side of the cars, he started on the side of the car and came just gradually walking across the road. He's right in the middle of the road. And there was another guy walking the opposite way of him to not hit Frank, who's walking down the middle of the aisle at this point. I'm swerving behind the other guy. I know he's there. I don't think he knows I know he's there.
Oh,
So I'm going so slow, I don't think my speedometer even picked up how fast I was going. No, but I was swerved enough to where I was still moving. I could go around him without hitting him, but just barely. And I like leaned down. He's on my passenger side. I leaned down. I was like, "Damn, Frank!" And he was like, "Oh, sorry." And by the time I look up, the other guy is stopped and staring at me. And I was like, "Oh shit! I knew you were there."
I wasn't gonna hit you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
As I drove by him, I was like, "Hi." I left work though. That was on lunch. I left work because my phone is blowing up. I had one headphone in.
Oh yes, you did. Your apartment. Yeah. Yes. And they're spraying for bugs.
Yeah. It was my phone, so it was like bling, 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 bling. And I was talking to a guy and I was like, what the fuck is going on with my phone? I don't have that alert noise for anything. I was like, what is this? I look and it's like SimpliSafe. Front door entry has been whatever. No. And then it was like bedroom entry sensor has been triggered. And then it said camera picked up movement in your living room. And I was like, fuck. Literally, like, one of the things I fear the most is
being at work.
It's a home invasion.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there. But it's that whole thing. My heart went down and out.
Yeah. Yeah. Just shit it out.
Yeah. I go and tell my supervisor. I'm like, look, I show her all the notifications on my phone. And I'm like, someone's in my house. She's like, go take care of it. As I'm walking to get service, I'm pulling up my camera feed. And I just see a guy walk down my stairs into my living room. I'm like, fuck. So I call, and so I see the guy like waving something around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
He's gonna catch my, no.
No, I was like, okay, so it looks like someone spraying bugs. But still at this point, I'm like, some stranger's in my house spraying bugs. They're spraying for bugs.
I'm yeah.
Like, this is some sort of ruse. And I called the property manager and they're like, yeah, it's scheduled maintenance, blah, blah, blah.
Did they not tell you?
So no, I had no idea. And I was like, you guys don't tell people that? And she was like, well, it's scheduled for the first of the month. And I was like, well, hello. This is the first fucking, it's the first Monday of every month. This is the first Monday of a month that I've been there. I just moved in. So I was like, I didn't know that. You guys don't tell people that? And she was like, well, And I was like, well, can I opt out? Because I don't like that someone's walking into my house without me knowing.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, you can opt out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, good. Now, here's my other problem. My window is open. I can't leave work right now to go shut my window, and I can't leave work for another hour and a half. I live on the first floor, and I don't know if this window that was opened, my security system said it was open. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still open. And she's like, yeah, well, we're in Bloomington, so we can't send anybody out there. And I was like, what do you mean? My window is open because of you. Your maintenance, your guys' fault. You can't check on this? And she was like, no, we can't send anybody out there. And I was like, okay, well, I will claim insurance if something gets stolen, and then I will let them know, and you guys will pay for it. And I hung up. But at that point, I had already talked to SimpliSafe, and they knew it was nothing, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But at lunch, I went home to go check and make sure my window wasn't open, which I don't think it was opened at all. I don't know why the sensor went off, but it was my window, and I have blackout shades.
Mm-hmm.
And they just barely fit the window. So, like, any kind of movement, my bed's right next to it. If I, like, flap blankets or whatever, mm-hmm. it'll move the curtains a little bit, and then you can see in. So I used leftover command strip tape and just stuck it to the windowsill.
Uh-huh.
It was all still taped up. I have a drumstick in the window, so you even if it was somehow unlocked, you couldn't move the window at all. It was all still there, so I think that might have just been triggered. Well, I thought because they were spraying for bugs, I thought maybe they were just doing it to vent. Window.
Yeah,
but it didn't look like any of my windows were open. But oh my gosh,
I bet that scared you.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest fears is to have my house broken into.
Yeah.
And here I am at work.
Right.
Can't do anything about it.
Can't do shit.
Yeah. Fucking scary.
I'd have freaked out too.
Yeah. So you want to kind of get into the business on why we're switching things up?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So we're kind of changing the name and moving on to something different. We had a lot of fun with the first three episodes of the Hey Alexa podcast, and it was like truly all three episodes were incredibly fun to do.
They were.
The last episode was to us our most fun podcast to record. It was the best one we did, and it's because we got into like ghost stories and spooky shit. Stuff. Yeah. So when we were talking about doing the podcast initially, it was going to be serial killers, true crime, spooky, or we were just going to sit down and shoot the shit. And we decided go with that one, see how it went. It was fun. And we didn't truly realize how much we wanted to do like spooky shit until we did spooky shit on our Hey Alexa podcast. Yes. So, and it coupled with that, and we kind of were worried about some copyright issues with Alexa, and the stuff we didn't think through before.
No.
So we're switching over. New podcast name, if you're listening to this, you know, is called Voices in the Basement.
I'm sorry. I felt like you wanted me to say it with you, and I'm like,
yeah, I did. You picked up on the cue. You just didn't.
I did. I just watched you. Oh my god, he's got a Rona.
I'm drowning.
Oh my god.
On my own spit. But
Voices in the Basement.
Voices in the Basement. Did you want me to say it with you?
Yes, I did.
You didn't give me a cue.
I was trying to. Come on now.
Screw it. All
right. Yeah, more Voices in the Basement now.
Yeah. But if you guys like the Hey Alexa podcast and you liked us just sitting down and talking about something random, seeing where the conversation goes, I don't think either one of us would be past doing like a mini episode where that's what we do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, additional content on a different platform or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if we start a Patreon, maybe that's what we could do on our Patreon. Coupled with more spooky stuff, get into like true crime stuff and the serial killer thing. Just let us know.
Give us some feedback.
Yeah. Let us know if you like this format, if you like other stuff, but
yes.
So I guess.
So now.
Yeah.
Blake's done research.
I did my favorite podcast. One of my two favorite podcasts right now is Morbid.
My favorite. Yeah. Morbid. Love them. Shout weirdos. Out, yeah.
Ash and Elena. They're amazing. I've literally listened to every single podcast, and I discovered them like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
They covered it in one of, I want to say it's one of their early episodes, but.
So maybe I do know this story. Might.
I literally listened to like all of their episodes in such a short amount of time. I don't know. Where in that whatever their category or whatever that when they did it, and I think possibly the girls at Crime Junkies might have done it too. I've heard it a couple of times, and that's how I know it. And I like to research it is even spookier. But my favorite podcast right now that I'm binging.
Oh no! Never mind.
Is My Favorite Murder.
Oh, I have not heard of that
one. Karen Kilgariff and...
Oh, shit. Why am I blanking?
Georgia Hardstark and Karen Kilgariff. They killed it. And they have you listened to their podcast?
No, I have not.
Someone you have to, like, listen to. Mm-hmm. They covered it. But I didn't know they covered it until literally the day after I researched it.
I
was listening to their podcast as I was kind of catching up with Morbid, and through the weeks when I would listen to my weekly podcast that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, after like 100 episodes, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna start at episode 1 of My Favorite Murder.
Mm-hmm.
They covered it on like episode 3. It was literally the next day after I did my research, and I was like, shit.
Well, hey, more information. But
they only covered half of my stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to tell you.
I'm like, let's get the fuck into it.
Sorry. I'm going to tell the story of Elisa Lam / the elevator game.
No, I don't know. Any bells? I don't think so.
Okay. First up, let's talk about Elisa Lam. And she was on a trip to California. Her body was found in a water tank on top of the Cecil Hotel.
Oh my god! This has happened not recently, but
in 2013. Holy shit, let me finish that sentence.
Yep.
So
I'm sorry.
A little
bit ahead
of me.
No, you're fine.
Okay. So I know. Okay. I know. Yeah. Kind of. But
you're ringing bells
it's
now?
It's ringing bells, yeah.
Yeah. So she was reported missing in the beginning of February, and her body was only found when maintenance were investigating complaints from the hotel guests about the water.
I can't. Oh my god. I feel like I'm always sniffing my own water. It's a thing. I don't know. So, I'm scared to death that some like the water is gonna be disgusting.
I recently started getting into like making tea at night.
Mm-hmm.
I boiled my tap water. It smelled like sulfur. It smelled like straight sewage water. I dumped it out and scrubbed the fuck out of my teapot, and then I put a bottle of water.
Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Ugh, so nasty. Been showering with biohazard.
Yeah, well, okay, I thought I had it in here, but
making coffee with a biohazard.
Their complaints were that it had a weird smell. Aww. It was discolored. No. It was low water pressure, discolored, and it had a funky taste. How gross is that?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Drinking.
I can't.
Oh, decomposed body water.
Decomp.
Decomp water, baby.
It's decomp coffee. Okay.
Decomp coffee. Trademark. That's mine. Ours.
Oh my god.
Okay, so she was last seen on a security camera inside an elevator in the hotel. And the footage went viral after her release because of the way she was kind of acting. Why are you laughing at me? Are you laughing at me because I'm using my hands a lot?
I think not. I'm your audience.
You are.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I doing okay? Or
no,
am
you're
I just
doing.
Being dumb?
You're doing great.
Okay,
you're doing great. I think I'm nervous for you. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So it went viral after her release because of the way she was acting. Some people were like. It was strange behavior. Some people thought maybe she was trying to get away from somebody, paranormal something, or she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and she was on some medication.
Bipolar medication can make you lose reality?
I think it was, if I remember correctly, is that maybe she was not taking it, and so she was slipping into the mental illness a little more. Like she was kind of having a manic episode or something.
Okay.
So the way she was found also raised suspicion. She was naked inside the water tank, but her clothes and like all the her shoes and items with her were floating next to her inside the tank. Yeah.
So if someone dumped her in there,
mm-hmm.
Well, if they dumped her in with the clothes at the same time, would the clothes just float next to her, or wouldn't they be at the top? Or would they be at the very bottom? It's water.
Have you ever...
No.
Like, lost your bathing suit at the pool? It closes the top.
Okay, so yeah. why would it be
she
right next
floating.
To her?
It was, okay, so the tanks were 1,000-gallon tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, big,
mm-hmm.
but... It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a huge,
okay.
massive tank. So she was floating at the top and her
okay.
clothes were there. So it's not like she was in the ocean where they could have like drifted away. I'm assuming it was just like her and the clothes were right there too.
Okay.
On mm-hmm. top of the tank.
So I just focused on something that's not even,
I don't really know what you're, I know what you were getting at, but I don't know what you were picturing. Or maybe you were picturing something like massive.
Well, she wasn't floating in my head.
Oh.
But anyway.
With decomp and all that, bodies float to the
yeah,
top
yeah,
with all the
yeah.
gas and
That's
all
true.
That. So everything was floating. She was there, clothes and everything were,
mm-hmm.
Were floating there. The autopsy took 4 months to get released. They found no evidence of foul play and ruled her death an accident.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so,
no accident.
So, like, some people would say, like, maybe she got in, she was having that, like, episode or whatever, she got in, saw the water and wanted to swim.
Can it be that easy to get into one of those tanks?
I'll get there.
Okay.
But in seeing that, like, if she wanted to swim and get naked to swim, you would think her clothes would be on the roof.
Yeah.
You don't, like,
take it off.
Go skinny dipping.
Let me do a cannonball and get my clothes off.
Right.
Yeah.
You take your clothes off before you get in the water.
Yeah.
But, and then if someone was to just dump the body, you think the clothes would still be on her unless there was, like, a sexual assault or whatever where they mm-hmm. took her clothes off. And then mm-hmm. I can see that somebody dumping her in and then to not be seen, like, can't see stuff on the roof, they just threw her clothes in after her.
Yeah, that's
so.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, so on the trip, she checked into the hotel on the 26th, and she was in a shared room. So the Cecil Hotel is in Los Angeles. It's like a block away from Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
It has a horrible reputation. I mean, like, in the past, serial killers have stayed there, and just, like, it's not a great place to stay. After 2 days of being in that shared room, she was given her own room because of the roommate she was with were complaining about her odd behavior.
Oh.
She was, okay, so the medicine she was taking for her bipolar and depression, she was taking Wellbutrin. I should have looked these up. She was taking four different prescriptions for this. But she had no history of suicidal ideations. She never attempted suicide before that anybody knew of.
Okay.
She had been reported missing one previous time before, but only for a brief amount of time. And in the middle of 2010, she started a blog. She called it Ether Fields. On that blog, she posted about fashion. She posted pictures of fashion models. Told stories about her life and her struggles with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And in January 2012, she made an entry called, "You're always haunted by the idea you're wasting your life." That's a quote by a novelist named Chuck Palahniuk. I should have looked that up too. I'm not going to try to say it again. Where she acknowledged a relapse with her mental illness. This is only a year before she went missing.
Okay.
Or it was the year before. Yeah, right about a year, January 2012, when she made that post. Went missing in February 2013. In that post, she made a statement, and it said, "So utterly directionless and lost." So obviously she had relapse, and she was not doing very well at the time. And with that post, she had announced the ending of her blog. While she was in California, she was talking to her parents every day until January 31st. That was the day she was supposed to check into the Cecil Hotel. Her family called the police and a few days later, and because they had talked to her almost every day on this trip or every day on the trip, they knew something had gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, somebody you know and something's going on. So they flew out to California to help with the search. On the day of her disappearance, staff said she was alone. She went to a bookstore close by and was talking about buying gifts for her family mm-hmm. when she went to give to them when she went back. And she was worried about how heavy the books were and if she would be able to carry them around.
Oh, okay.
So the day before she went missing, the people she interacted with, it wasn't like she was planning on going anywhere. She's talking about buying gifts for her mm-hmm. family and going back and all that stuff. And the manager of that bookstore, I guess, was the only person that could say they saw her the day before.
Yeah.
So when they got the missing person report, police went and searched her room, and they had dogs search the building, including the rooftop. But the dogs didn't pick up on anything. There was nothing to be found. The dogs weren't picking up on any, like, scents or anything, which is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah,
considering
crazy.
They were on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And they had been in her room.
Right.
But you think the dogs would, even if she was up there,
well, she,
there was no, like, clothing or items up there, but you think they would pick up on the scent.
Even that, they
didn't smell any decomp or anything like that, but I don't know. I found that kind of strange.
That is strange. I agree.
And the police said they couldn't search every room in that hotel to do, like, a vast, like, investigation of what, maybe she was in a different room or somebody had evidence, somebody had some of her stuff or anything, something like that, because they didn't have probable cause that a crime was committed. So on February 6th, a week after she went missing, they posted flyers with their picture on it, and they put up all around the area. And this now is kind of where it gets starts to get spooky. The elevator video.
Okay.
So on February 15th, there was still no sign of Elisa, and the LAPD released the footage from this elevator. It drew worldwide attention because of her odd behavior. Like I said earlier, the camera's in the back of the elevator.
Right.
It's positioned so you can see the inside of the elevator, and you can see just through the doors and a little bit outside the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
She enters from the left side, and it looks like she's pressing multiple buttons.
Okay.
Multiple floor buttons, and then all of a sudden she just like steps back to the back of the elevator. And she walks back up to the door, looks both directions, and then quickly steps back.
Oh, God.
Returned to the back corner of the elevator where she was before. Door still isn't closing. And she walks back up to it, stands in the doorway, and kind of leans on the side of the elevator. And then she steps out into the hallway, off to the side, and then she goes off to the side and then comes back in. Well, I didn't read this, but when My Favorite Murder covered it, Karen covered it, and she said that as she was like selecting the buttons, I didn't watch the video.
Okay.
And it was late at night and I wasn't trying to watch the video. Also thought it would be cool if we watched the video together.
Yeah.
But Karen said in her research for it that she went down the middle row of buttons. So it was like whatever, kind of mm-hmm. just ran her finger down. And she hit the hold button.
Oh,
the hold button.
Okay.
All right. So she's out. Look both ways. Back in.
Press the hold button.
Okay. Now she stepped out again, and now she has come back inside. And she now, instead of being at the back of the elevator, she's kind of looking at the side of the elevator. And then she goes back out of the elevator, steps to the side, and is out of view for a little while. And you can kind of see her right arm outside the elevator. And you can tell she's going to her head. And she turns and gets back in the elevator. She goes back to the control panel and presses even more buttons. She then covers both of her ears with her hands as she's like returning to the back corner of the closet. Or the closet, the elevator. And the doors are still open.
Yeah.
Doors still have not shut. She turns to the right, starts rubbing her forearms together, and puts her hands out to the side with her palms down, and while bending over slightly, she's rocking.
Ew. Oh my God. Yeah. That's creepy as fuck. No.
That's mainly the reason why I didn't watch it. Because that right there is just spooky to me.
That's going
to
haunt me
tonight. Someone on a security camera.
Yeah. Just
rocking back and forth facing a wall. Okay.
And I'm done.
So then she walks out of the elevator and walks off to the left. And then when she leaves, the doors finally close.
What the
fuck? As soon as she leaves, the doors close. And that, the video causes some theories, and we kind of covered them before. And one was that she was trying to get the door. She's pressing all those buttons to try to get the doors closed quick to get away from someone. She just was trying to press any button she could to get doors closed and get the heck out of there. And accidentally hit the door hold button. And I guess one thing that you're supposed to do is if you're in an elevator and someone is following you, or you suspect someone to follow you, you don't just press the button to your floor. You press multiple buttons so they can't watch the floor like ticker to see where you get off.
Okay, yeah.
There's multiple
Smart.
Stops. Yeah. I never knew that before, but I'm going to tell Addie as soon as I feel like she's
old enough
to know. Which is, I mean, I guess I could probably tell her now. I just wouldn't tell her, you know. I hate to be like, if you think someone's following you, I just don't want to scare her.
Yeah.
But she should know.
She should know.
I should tell her.
There's creepy people out in the world.
Yeah. And another one was that she was on some sort of drugs, but no drugs were detected in her toxicology report.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Because
that's what I was thinking. Like.
Yeah. That she was, and when I first heard the story, yeah, I thought she was on some sort of weird drug too. Another was that she had some sort of psychotic episode due to her bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. and it was due to the things that had led up the previous year. That was a pretty big possibility that we could tell she was on the kind of like a down step or
right downward spiral.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she was necessarily spiraling, but she was.
Well, that's definitely a spiral.
Well, yeah, I guess that. Yeah, but yeah.
If that's what it was.
Yeah. And some people said the video had been tampered with. If you watch the video, the timestamp is obscured and it's been slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And almost a minute has been taken out.
Well, is that enough time to...
Yeah, I mean, a minute is a lot of time.
I guess it is, isn't it?
For someone, you know, someone to like come into the elevator, talk to her, mess with her, do something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then pop back out or try to like coax her out or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff could have went on in that minute. That minute could have shown somebody's face walking by, yeah, or coming up to the elevator, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
How
convenient is that it's missing?
Yeah. And the fact that it was slowed down, I keep wanting to say Sloan.
Sloan.
Sylvester still Sloan.
Sloan Poke. Oh, no, that wasn't you.
Again, that wasn't me. That the fact that it was slowing down kind of is weird to me. Why would you slow it down?
Yeah.
Maybe like I could understand watching it in slow mo to really try to figure things out. Just focus on different parts of the video to see if you can catch something. But to release it, slow down.
Yeah, that's weird.
That confuses me. Okay, so the discovery of the body. They release that video, it goes viral and people start to like pick up on the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally discover Elise's body because the guests complained about the water pressure, the color and the taste, and just drinking somebody's decomposed. So the body was found on her body was found on the 19th, and then like I said, it was found in one of the 4,000 gallon tanks that provided the water to rooms, the kitchen, and the coffee shop.
Oh my! Come get your hot body water.
Yeah.
Hot dead body water.
Yeah. It gives a whole new meaning to hot bean water. Again, she was found naked, and the clothing that was. Are you okay?
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, just let me know.
Just go ahead.
Okay, she was naked, in clothing similar to what she was wearing on the security camera.
Similar.
So, what I read didn't go into detail, but kind of what I am assuming. Is that she had, I think Karen or one of the people that covered it kind of went into what she was actually wearing and what she was actually found with.
Yeah.
But what went through my body when I read similar to was that what went through my head was even maybe after the security camera incident happened, she went to her room, somebody else's room, or whatever, and just changed her shirt, changed her pants, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was coated in a sand-like particle. I don't know if that was like the kind of like maybe the rooftop was in that stuff, maybe. Or whatever. She was somewhat decomposed, bloated, and greenish in color. And you could, her skin was starting to separate.
Oh, so it was degloving.
It was, yeah.
Mm. Oh, boy.
I want to take a drink of my water right now, but.
I'm glad I got soda.
Yeah. So again, there was no evidence that, found of physical trauma, sexual assault, and they don't think she committed suicide.
God, what happened, girl?
Yeah, the toxicology report was incomplete because they couldn't get enough blood from her body. But it did find traces consistent with the prescription medication she was taking, which was found with her belongings.
Okay, so she was taking her prescription medication.
Yes, plus non-prescription drugs such as Sinutab and ibuprofen. Okay. So small stuff, I think. I don't really know
what Sinutab is. I don't know what the other thing is, but...
A very small quantity of alcohol, 0.02%. But no other recreational drugs, nothing like that. And some people theorize that maybe some of that stuff might have gone away with their decomp.
I just like, oh, it can do that?
I don't just know.
Just certain parts of...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's no explanation how she got in the tank. Roof access was locked, and only staff members had passcodes and keys to get onto the roof. And they said...
One of them did it.
And that's what I was thinking. They said that an alarm would have went off if she tried to get through any of the doors. So, like, I don't know if that means if she got through the door, that alarm would have went off, or even if she was trying to get out the door, that alarm would have went off.
Okay.
But also, it was not a great hotel. So who's to say that she didn't go through it, an alarm went, got triggered, and someone was just like, well, just turned it off and didn't go check.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. but somebody else, after this whole thing like came out,
yeah,
somebody, a web sleuth, figured out that roof access was easily, you could access the roof easily by the fire escape. Go all around the alarm doors and locked doors just by climbing up the fire escape. You easily get on the roof.
So you had, so the have you seen Don't Fuck With Cats?
I haven't watched it.
Okay, well, never mind.
Why?
Well, because there's all these internet sleuths.
Yeah.
Figured out.
Yeah, how to catch the, they are the ones that
they are the ones.
What was her name?
Body Movin'.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the guy's name, but yeah, Body Movin',
she did it. So two of the tank's lids were actually off. Two of the tanks were wide open. But the tanks were 4 foot by 8 foot cylinders. So four foot wide, eight foot tall.
No thanks.
Even staff to check on the water had to use ladders. There was no ladder.
So how did she like scale the freaking...
How is she getting in this tank? It's yeah, not like she could just climb sense. Up or like wrap her arms around it like a tree. Yeah, it's right. huge, right? The autopsy report was a little suspicious. There was a rape kit and a fingernail kit, but they were never processed.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not surprising because rape kits don't get processed a lot. But why wouldn't you do that?
Why do it and not process it when they ruled it accidental?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, whoa.
It wasn't ruled a suicide. So...
Yeah, why wouldn't you know, if it
was an obvious suicide and you took a rape kit, then I would still, in my mind, I'd still process it. But you could see why they might not.
I guess.
But even if you did, it could prove maybe why a person decided to commit suicide. If they're dealing with the struggles that it caused them from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it also showed signs of pooling of blood around her anus, which... is a sign, a suggested sign of sexual abuse.
Oh my
God. Even though previously they said there was no sign.
Mm-hmm.
But one pathologist said this could be a result from the bloating over the course of decomp.
Well, let's hope that's what it was.
Yeah, I would hope so. Given all that, why didn't they run the rape kit?
Yeah.
Why didn't they test it?
They should do it now.
Yeah. And so these...
Her poor family. I couldn't imagine.
I know. Can you imagine that? She had opened a restaurant. I think she had graduated a college I should have wrote down, but I didn't. So she was like, she had a good life.
Mm-hmm.
She was struggling with mental illness, but who's not?
Right.
Anyway, like, it just blows my mind that this girl was this crazy... weird security footage was found Then they find her in a tank that she couldn't get into herself, mm-hmm. and ruled it an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. But there's a movie called Dark Water where the same kind of circumstances happen. I've never seen it, but apparently it has like to do with the elevator and weird stuff. But after the release of the security footage and putting all this together, people have tied it to the elevator game, which is also sometimes called the elevator game to the unknown other world.
Oh my god, you had me like at my feelings were at one point. Yeah, and then when you said the elevator game, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm getting freaked out.
My mouse isn't working. I gotta click my key. All right. The elevator game. So this game originated in Korea, and it is said to give players access to another world. And it became popular. It was big in, like, certain areas in Korea, but it became worldwide after Elise's case. So here's how you play.
How old was this girl?
She was... Oh, fuck, I should have wrote that down, okay, too. She was 25?
In her 20s.
26, yeah, mid-20s.
Okay.
So the game, how you play. Mm-hmm. You have to find a building with at least 10 floors. You have to be the only one in the elevator. Somebody joins you at any point throughout, you have to get off, start over. So step one.
Well, that pretty hard with... 10 floors and being on there by yourself, unless you're doing it at night.
Yeah. Or you got to do it in a sketchy hotel. Yeah. Like the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay.
Step one. You get on the elevator on the first floor. Can't get on. You have to get on the bottom floor. Floor number one.
Okay.
Not the lobby. Not the parking garage.
First floor.
First floor.
Number one.
Numero uno. Step two. Press the button. To floor number four. Tongue twister. Say that three times fast.
Press the floor for number four.
I said three times.
Can't. I flubbed on the first one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. Okay. So step three. Do not get out when the elevator reaches the fourth floor. You stay in and press the button to the second floor. Then... when you reach the second floor, you stay on the elevator and press the button to the sixth floor. Step five, don't get out on the sixth floor. Stay in the elevator and press the button to the second floor. You wouldn't believe me if I told you, but you don't get out on the second floor.
You don't say.
You stay in that elevator and press the button to the 10th floor. Now, this is where some players... have reported hearing a voice calling out to them from the second floor.
How do they know it's coming from the second floor?
I'm imagining it's when they're going up.
Oh, okay.
You know, like,
okay.
As they're going up.
Ew.
Do not reply in any way.
Okay.
Step seven. Don't get out once you reach the 10th floor. I know. We're riding the elevator all over this hotel. You stay on, and you press the button to the fifth floor. And there is an anonymous person who played this game and kind of described it.
Oh, my God.
So here we go. The one anonymous player stated, everything was dull up until this point. Didn't hear any voices, hit the button to the 10th floor. And then he says, then I started step eight, and this is where I fucked up completely. Some people report that a woman... may enter the elevator on the fifth floor. She may appear as a stranger who is trying to engage you, or she may appear as someone you know. Do not look at her, speak to her, or acknowledge her in any way.
Could you imagine, though, if you're playing this game and I just hopped in the elevator, I'm like, talk to me!
So, I mean, and... this is where I'm sitting in the dark corner of my living room. And I'm like, Got to turn the light on. I'm starting to get little chills. Like, I'm starting to really get spooked. It's starting to get me. This player said, a woman did get on the elevator on the fifth floor, but there was no opportunity for me to not look at her. All right. The rest of it, so from here until when I tell you, is going to be this player's whole encounter with the game.
I feel like I'm going to throw up already.
I was looking at the light above the door telling me which floor I was on, and it startled me when the elevator suddenly stopped, and by then I was already looking at the door she was getting on. So imagine that.
Fucked up.
That's what everyone does. It's like, oh, door's open. There's somebody.
Well, listen, hey, you're not supposed to engage. He should have stuck to the rules and should have closed his eyes.
That's what he said. He's, meh. He says, this.
He's meh.
Meh. This was so stupid of me. It's so obvious that I should have been facing the corner where the elevator buttons are, not staring at the lights telling me which floor I was on the whole time. I immediately thought, okay, no biggie. This is bullshit anyways. But I have to tell you, I was extremely nervous as I hit the button for the first floor and the elevator started moving again. I made sure to look down at the floor. That's when she started talking. She was a tiny thing. I'd seen that as she got on. And she was pretty. Her hair was light blonde, and she had striking green eyes and freckles. She started talking about how there'd just been an accident on the fifth floor, and I asked if I'd go back to help her. This was totally nonsensical. She'd just gotten on the elevator in the hopes that someone might be there and go help. I didn't speak. It was too weird. No way I was going to speak to her. She said it again, and this time she sounded like she was getting angry. Again, I ignored her. The third time was very different. Hey, you fucking cunt, bitch. I'm talking to you, you fucking cunt. Holy shit. I can't tell you how scary that was. The hair on my arm was standing up, and I got that dizzy, confused feeling whenever something really, truly dangerous is happening, and you get that first hit of adrenaline. I'm sure I'd moved completely into the corner of the elevator at this point. I know I was staring at the elevator buttons and was wondering what was taking so long to go just 5 short floors. And here come the chills again I'm writing. No, like I'm starting to get full body chills all over. We should have already hit the first floor, but we seemed stalled on the third, even though I could still feel the elevator moving. The next thing I knew, she'd gone from calling me a cunt to this kind of soft. Can I tell you how much I hate that word?
I know, it's disgusting.
I hate that word, but I love when like British people are like, oh,
she didn't know. Yeah.
I like it in that context, not this one.
Yeah.
The next thing I knew, she'd gone from calling me a cunt to this kind of soft weep. I would say that it sounded sad or even mournful, but the truth is that it didn't. It sounded despicable and pathetic. Remembering it now, the effect that her crying had wasn't to make me want to console her. The effect was that I suddenly found her disgusting. For no reason other than the sound of her crying, I suddenly found myself hating her, and she wouldn't stop crying. I could practically feel her body shuddering. She was crying so hard, and the wet sound of it seemed to fill the elevator. I don't remember reading that. That's gross. And the wet sound of it seemed to fill the elevator, getting louder and louder until I simply couldn't take it anymore. Hatred filled me, and turning around, I yelled, "Shut up!" As I grabbed her by her blonde hair and started smashing her head into the elevator door over and over and over again, I couldn't stop myself. Blood spattered across the seam of the elevator door. Still, she kept weeping, the sound rising in pitch and shifting in pattern until it was no longer a cry, but kind of a cackle. She was happy. Oh, God, no, I thought. She's happy? This is what she wanted. And like that, I realized that I had not only looked at her when she came through the elevator door, full body chills, but I had acknowledged her. And worse than that, I had touched her, grabbed her hair, struck her. I'd given her what she wanted.
That's disgusting.
And then, ding, went the elevator door. We had arrived on floor one. Turning, the woman's face was no longer that of a pretty young girl, but was contorted in a face of pure pleasure, as if she had finally been relieved of a burden long carried, and she stepped off the elevator into the lobby, blocking my exit. The door slammed closed, and the elevator began a rapid ascent. I pressed every button on the elevator's console trying to stop it, but nothing responded. The buttons were dead. Faster and faster the elevator ascended until, with a loud creak and squeaking of the cables, it came to a complete stop. The floor indicator read 10. The doors opened and nothing. There was nothing. It was just the 10th floor of a building. On the right and left were offices with glass doors and windows. Inside, people answered phone calls and appeared to be in meetings. It's your basic stuff. I hit the elevator button for the first floor, and the elevator moved smoothly downward. At the lobby, I stepped out and walked quickly off the building and onto the street. I didn't know what in the hell I had just experienced, but I knew I didn't want any part of it. I immediately called my boyfriend, and I told him what happened.
My boyfriend? I was thinking elevator. It was a boy this whole time.
And I just laughed and said he just laughed and said he didn't believe me. I was too, but let's not be presumptuous. It could have been a gay couple. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Come on.
Oh my god. We gotta cut that part out. Oh my god.
He compared what I told him to the things he'd read about Elisa Lamb. He wouldn't listen to me at all, so caught up in his little spooky fantasy that all he could do was try to pick my story apart with the bullshit he'd read on internet forums. He said what had happened to me was impossible and that I was making stuff up to try and win our bet. I hung up and shut off the phone. I don't know what the bet was. Excuse me. Whoa. I don't know what the bet was. There was no mention of a bet previously in this entire story. I hung up and shut off my phone. This is the part I need you to really listen to. This is the part that matters. The next morning, after going to sleep in my own bed, I opened my eyes and was standing in the middle of an office building of some kind, fully dressed. The light was dim, and as I peered out the window, I saw what I can only describe as a dead city. A faint, dim light on the horizon illuminated everything with crimson sheen that glimmered like a greasy film in a low light. She was very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
There was no sound. Poor he. I did it too. I don't mean it was quiet. I mean the place was absent of sound. Ahead of me was an elevator, and the floor indicator read 10. I pushed the button down to call the elevator in such a panic that sweat seemed to instantly cover my body. The elevator arrived, door opened, I got on, and it took me down to the lobby with where the low red light was gone, and in its place was a normal lobby I had seen the day before, and it was morning. This happened every night and morning for the past 10 nights.
Is she now the lady that's going into the... I'm sorry. Okay, ooh. Go ahead.
During the day, when I'm out of my apartment, I see the blonde girl's face in every crowd. But as soon as I... During the day, when I'm out of my apartment, I see the blonde girl's face in every crowd, but she always disappears once I try to focus on her. On the sixth morning that I found myself in that building, the elevator quit working. And I took the stairs down to the lobby, and I've had to take the stairs every night since, but they get longer and longer. Yesterday morning, after walking down at least 50 flights of steps, I opened the stairwell door at the floor I was on, and I was back at the 10th floor. It took what seems like hours to finally get out after that. I'm afraid that tonight I will be trapped. I can feel it in my bones that this is it. I will never be able to get out again. I've been trying to stay awake, but I never can know. But I never can. But I never can.
You're looking so confused that I never can.
The sentence confused me. I've been trying to stay awake, but I never can, no matter how much caffeine I've had or what I'm doing. Even worse, I saw the pretty young girl with blonde hair 2 nights ago on the stairwell. I didn't see her clearly, but more like out of the corner of my eye below me, and I could hear light footsteps. She's there. She's in the building with me. She has something in store for me. I'm sure of it. Please, do not play this game. It will be the end of you. Otherworld isn't something to be fucked around with, like a hobby or a spooky thing to try on a dare. It's a prison, and when I finally fall asleep, I know I will have become its most recent resident. My, do you have chills? Because I have chills. Feel my leg. Feel it.
Oh my gosh.
Chills. I'm also.
I was gonna say that's a, that's enough hair that I've never seen on your legs for long.
Thank you.
That is chilling.
I don't think I will never not get intense chills reading that story. The part, you know, like you fucking cunt. Right there, I was like, all right, that's kind of got to be exaggerated, right? But me and you have watched so many hauntings and like spooky shit. Like that's wording in there. They curse and they say anything to like get you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you in high school.
It was a literal demon.
Literal. The rest of the steps, if you do it right, you press a button to the first floor. If you press to go to the first floor, but the elevators go to the 10th floor, remain on the elevator, you're still in the game. If you press to go to the first floor, but the elevator goes to the first floor, then you can exit the moment the doors open. Do not speak or look back. If you go to the 10th floor, once you reach the 10th floor, you can choose to get off or stay. If you choose to get off, the woman from step 4 may ask you a question, even call your name.
Oh, fuck no.
Do not answer her. You've reached the other world. To know for sure if you're in the other world, the only sign is that you're the only one there. And there's steps on how to return, and I have the reference to it. I'll post it in the show notes. I'll post all my references in the episode description, so mm-hmm. you guys can go check it out if you want to. But that's the story of Elisa Lam in the elevator game.
Oh, well, I've never heard of the elevator game. I did hear of that case. Never heard of the elevator game.
Really?
And I don't know why people do games like that.
It's hearing of the game, I'm like, that's, I want to fucking do it.
Are you joking?
But to actually do it, I would never allow myself to do it.
No.
But the thought of like that happening, it appalls me. Appalls me? That's not the right word. It appeals to me.
Appeal.
Just like intrigues. Just like going to a haunted house.
Yeah.
You know you're in a haunted house, or you know you're in a house where murders happened. I want to go to a murder house. I would love to stay the night in a murder house. I would love to go to a haunted house and do like a whole hunt.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It intrigues me. So knowing that there's a game out here where this is a possibility, it gets me. Now, I might cover this one later, but there's also a kind of similar game about driving. And I was listening to this story on a different podcast being told to me while I was driving. So it's like, don't look in your mirrors. So instantly when they said, don't look in your mirrors, I look in my rearview mirror. I'm like, fuck.
Well, I'm doomed. I can't follow the very first rule. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Speaking of driving, this is completely off subject, but there's this app called Randomnautica or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
not a sponsor.
I watch YouTube videos of oh my gosh. I don't know if you know who he is, or Mo Sargi. But anyway, they downloaded this app, and it's supposed to take your coordinates.
And then I don't like where this is going.
Give you a place to go. And it's supposed to be something that you basically manifested or something.
What?
Yeah, it's creepy. You should go watch the videos.
No, son.
Nope.
Why?
Mama's too old to be doing shit like that.
So what, like, is it a scenario?
What am I going to do? Take the baby with us? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking the baby to a manifestation.
No.
But how sick would that be to get in the car and record it?
Yeah, that would be
and
pretty
cool. One of our podcasts is doing this.
Yeah.
That would be sick. We should figure it out.
I don't know.
Melissa can watch the baby for a little while.
I don't guess I wouldn't want Frank to go for sure.
He's so cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't.
It's going to happen.
We're down here, and I'm already freaking out because I'm like, I'm down here for too long. I need to go see what my child's doing. But yeah.
I'll talk her into it, guys. But that's been episode 1 of Voices in the Basement.
Voices in the Basement.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah.
I love the other format. And it, like I said, I would love to continue doing it. As Kate's dying, she might have played the elevator game in her head. Also, can I tell you that I tried to go to bed right after this?
You can.
And it all happened in an elevator. But in my head, I'm like, she's here. I read it. She's here.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I had to watch a Brandon Ferris video to get me to fall asleep.
A Brandon Ferris?
Yeah. The guy that we shared videos of. Where
he's
the
one that explodes the watermelon. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had to watch him for a little bit before I went to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Episode 1, Voices in the Basement's done. We would love to, if you guys want us to hop on and do like an old school, Hey Alexa podcast, old school. We did 3 episodes.
Old school, babe. Week. Take me back.
Whatever. babe, don't call me back. Kate's dying. I'm going to wrap it up. That was the first episode of Voices in the Basement. You can... Voices in the Basement. It was fun.
Yeah.
I live for. I love it.
And if anybody wants to give us their spooky story,
yes,
definitely
please.
Do that.
I would
love to read your guys' scary stories.
I just set up our email address and I forgot it. Our runner. Okay. our email address is voicesinthebasementpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your spooky stories. Send us your, it could be anything. Send
Something
us anything.
That scared you. Whatever happened.
Yeah.
Spooky, a very scary experience.
Real
it could
life.
Be paranormal,
ghost, serial killer.
Oh, God. I hope nobody.
Break home invasions.
No, home invasions is not a good idea. Because
you can still tell us.
But you'll freak out. You won't be able to sleep for weeks.
I'll freak out every time we record an episode.
Oh, okay. That's true. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, just write in any kind of anything that scared you.
Yeah.
Shook ya. Send us an email. Tell us about it. And then maybe we can release another episode on where we just tell you guys a story.
Yes. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Other
people do it and it's freaking awesome.
It's my
favorite. I love hearing stories like that come from the person it happened to.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys. See you next time. And it's Katie's turn next time.
Oh, and it's going to be so different.
I'm so ready.
I'm coming with demons, baby.
Yes. Getting that ghosty shit. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.